This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shutaj Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on 15th of July. That's Wednesday. Well, Indian markets which started on a positive note and rallied more than 2% on July 15th paired most of the gains towards the close of the trade, weighed down by losses in RIL, but Wipro took the lead and was also the top Nifty gainer. Now, Reliance Industries, which hit a record high of 1,978.50, failed to hold on to the gains and witnessed selling pressure in the last 30 minutes of the trade as investors preferred to book profits after the recent rally. Now, the stock finally closed 3.7% lower on the BSE at 1,845. Now, the AGM was once again a platform for showcasing the progress made by the company in its various businesses. Now, the way the stock market seesawed post 2 p.m., that means when the AGM began, showed the importance of RIL stock for the Indian market. Now, if you look at the performance of Sensex and the Nifty, well, the BSE Sensex plunged more than 700 points from the higher, while the Nifty 50 fell more than 200 points to close just above 10,600 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street as well, then Sensex rose just 18 points to close at 36,051, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of just 10 points at 10,618. Now, sectorally, selling pressure was seen in technology, energy, oil and gas, realty and finance stocks, while buying was visible in IT, FMCG and healthcare stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 0.35%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.05%. Top Nifty gainers include names like TCS, HCL Technologies, Infosys and Wipro, while top Nifty losers include names like Bharti Infotel, Zee Entertainment and Bharti Airtel. Now let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the IT index that was up 4.8%, followed by the FMCG index that was up 0.69%, and the healthcare index also gained 0.5%. Now, selling pressure was visible in the telecom space, which fell 3.6%, followed by the energy index that was down 3.2%, and the oil and gas index was down by 2.33%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, RIL, NIT Technologies, Wipro, as well as Glenmark. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Wipro, NIT Tech, as well as Glenmark, while short buildup was seen in stocks like MFSL, Torrent Power, as well as MRF. Now, on a day when both Sensex and Nifty paired gains, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Aurobindo Pharma, RIL, Infosys, as well as HCL Technologies. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Wipro stock surged almost 17% after the company reported its June quarter earnings. Bharti Airtel share price shed over 3% as Jio target to connect 500 million customers in the next 3 years. Emami stock ended in the red after the company completed the divestment of 100% equity stake in Emami Cement Limited to Nuvoco Corporation Limited for an enterprise value of around about 5,500 crores. IndiaMART Intermesh stock gained 1% after FPI's increased stake in the company. IndiaBulls real estate stock fell over 4%. RIL stock price ended in the red following the 43rd AGM wherein CMD Mukesh Ambani announced that Google will invest around about 33,000 crores for a 7.7% stake in Jio platform. Infosys stock jumped over 6% ahead of its Q1 results. And Eveready Industries share price jumped over 5% after Berman family acquired 8.48% stake. Now let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. Now it also closed up below its 5 days exponential moving average. Now 10,800 zone again acted as a strong hurdle and the index showcased some profit booking from the same zone. Now going ahead, stiff resistance is still placed at 10,700-10,800 levels. Now what experts suggest is that investors should consider profit booking around about higher levels of 10,700 and 10,800 levels, while crucial support is still placed at 10,560 and 10,500. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.